Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Nova, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBian with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
It's Ours to Protect on Radio Nova with Trac O'Brien, and this week we're talking forests. Despite its green image, Ireland has surprisingly little forest. Across Europe, nations average around 35% forest cover, but in Ireland the figure is just 11%, one of the lowest on the continent, and only 2% of our forest cover is actual native woodland. This hasn't always been the case. Thousands of years ago, more than 80% of the island of Ireland was covered in trees. Over many centuries, they were then almost entirely chopped down to make way for fields and pasture, and by 1925, only 1% was forested. The only trees that remained were on land that was unsuitable for any type of agriculture. For a number of decades, the government has paid farmers and other private landowners to plant trees on their land in place of intensive agriculture. But these grants have so far fallen short of reaching their target of 18% forest cover. Frustrated by the government's lack of success in achieving the required level of forestry for the island, a voluntary group called the Gaelic Woodland Project was formed. I recently met with their founder and environmental scientist, Eoin Connaughton, to find out about their innovative approach to the problem.
The Gaelic Woodland Project is a social experiment. We're trying to bring people together to harness our collective will to restore Ireland's lost ecological inheritance. What does that mean? We're trying to plant forests.
Okay, and when did it start off, the project?
I was living in northern Canada, and while I was out there, I saw a forest for the first time going through the seasons, and I was wondering why I'm 30 years old and seeing this for the first time.
Okay.
I discovered that Ireland had been deforested, so we decided to come back and get a movement together to start creating forests. So we became a registered charity. We've been growing for 4 years and now we're running. We just purchased our first 4 fields in Mayo. We're going to be experimenting with native woodland regeneration techniques and methodologies with the hope of creating a great forest for the commemoration of the famine in 2045.
And this is a voluntary project. This is not funded by somebody somewhere. This is people who are just interested in and want to make it work.
Exactly. So I'm an environmental scientist, but we have a whole collection of different people from all walks of life, young and old. We have accountants, engineers, we have artists, musicians, storytellers, all people who feel the same desire to do something for the land. And this is a place where we can all come together, a platform to work together for our shared vision.
Where are you hoping to be in about 20 or 30 years' time?
Well, we'd like to have a forest made by the people. So we're collecting donations continuously for the creation of the Great Forest. Okay. Everyone who donates, they'll get a 21-year license plot. So in 2045, on the 200-year commemoration of the famine, we'll have a forest marking that time of scarcity with a place of abundance, something that caused people to go all around the world. This is a place for everyone to come back together, to create something to honour our ancestors, their struggles, and to gift posterity their ecological inheritance.
And if people wanted to get involved in the project, you know, what kind of ways can people take part in it?
So you can go on our website, GaelicWoodlandProject.com, and you can leave a donation. That donation will be used to purchase land. The more donations we have, the larger this forest is going to be.
Okay.
In doing so, you'll get your own family plot and a little certificate as well. But then if you want to get hands into it,
get the hands dirty.
We go into forests, we go into long established woodlands, and we remove invasive species. We do it once a month. We have all the training, the tools, we have the insurance. We'll show you how to remove invasive species, namely cherry laurel, which we turn into firewood, which we give away to people for free.
We'll come back and talk to you a little bit more about this commemorative forest. This is a fascinating idea for 2045. That's what you're planning it towards,
mm-hmm.
2045 for the 200th anniversary.
That's it.
Yeah.
So get the land, plant the trees. So in 2045, it'll be a semi-mature forest. The trees will be over our heads. And we're going to bring in a standing stone, put it in the centre, and that's going to be the beacon to welcome the Irish diaspora to come home, to reconnect with their roots, and for people to say, I was there, my family was there, my father, my mother, my grandfather, yeah, my grandmother, my ancestors took part in creating this forest. It's a great legacy to leave.
It's a serious grounding project. That's the way it's coming across. Very grounding. And I think everybody's looking for a bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, listen, we'll come back to you in a couple of weeks. If that's okay, we'll have a chat to you about that commemorative forest.
We'll see you then.
Thanks very much, Eoin.
So there you go. The Gaelic Woodland Project is run by skill-sharing volunteers creating an ecologically complex patchwork of native habitats in Ireland. They're committed to developing a sustainable plan to remove the invasive cherry laurel and turn it into free biofuel, along with fundraising to buy land for a native woodland to commemorate the 200th anniversary in 2045 of the Great Famine. We'll chat with them again about that particular plan, but if you'd like to donate or volunteer to help with their work, you'll find all information at GaelicWoodlandProject.com.
Ours to Protect is funded by Comisú na mBian with the television license fee and is a partnership between Radio Nova and the IBI. Check out OursToProtect.ie for more.